come here to worship in this wonderful place, this fellowship of remarkable believers, to hear strange things, strange things. We tell our children that they're dust and they're going to be dust again. You know, isn't that strange? And tonight I'm going to talk about a section of scripture and explain it, hopefully, so that you will go home tonight, at least in a few minutes from now, with some fresh and helpful understanding of some strange things. One of the strange things that I see, again, I'm new here, is this whole concept of obedience. Isn't that funny? You know, this is a night of solemnness, and, you know, I can't help looking at this and say, this is just strange. That's not spelled right. You know, it looks like it's obedience. You know, it's not right. It's the die is really big. That's a strange thing, because obedience has the word die in it. And that's what I'm going to talk about. We'll make three points clear, and if you have a Bible, you can follow along. But I'm going to start with Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. And I hope to say a few things that will be a blessing to you tonight. In this church, we have mature Christians. We have people of faith, people who are down the road a few miles. So some of this you already understand, but again, we choose tonight to read from God's word about death, and it's strange. So Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5, I'm going to read this and explain three things. Here's the reading. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled self and, wait for it, became obedient to death. There's that word, obedient. Got the word die in the middle of it. Obedient to death, even death on a cross. Then what? Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So of all the intricacies of understanding what's going on here, I'll make the big point first. When you obey, you're dying. That's just strange. I want to point out, if you think about what we just read, Jesus, while he was still alive, was dying. Of course, when you're dead, but before that moment, this is telling us that even while we're still living, this is strange, we're dying. And what does that mean? I'll explain it more in a minute, but it has a meaning tonight that's related to the ashes. And when Jesus was true God, he became true man so that he could be obedient. So he could be obedient to the Father. So my first point is Jesus, as he lived, was laying down his life. He was giving up. He was dying to his own will and living to the will of God. So Jesus, as he lived, laid down his life. So can you kind of die while you're still alive? That's strange. I'm saying yes, you can. I'll explain more in a minute. So while you're still living, you can be dying to certain parts of your nature. Point is, when you obey, you're in a process of dying. What does that mean? Well, number two, we don't have to die, but we want to die. Again, that's a strange thing to say. Let me explain. As Christians, we die to brokenness. We understand when we put on this cross. We understand as Christians something the world doesn't really understand. We know that we're not perfect. We know that we're not better than others. We know we're broken. And in that brokenness, as a Christian, we die to that brokenness as we know Christ as our Savior. And if we're dead to that, then what do we live? We live to healing and health. We come together to get something. In our fellowship here at St. Luke's, we understand about life because we're able to let go of brokenness. In Jesus Christ, as he laid down his life, as he became obedient, and he helped us die to brokenness. What else? As Christians, we die to separateness. It's a terrible thing to be alone. It aches. If you loved someone all your life and that person dies, you're alone in that relationship. In high school, in middle school, it's a terrible thing to be made fun of or made to feel separate or alone. Aloneness is something that we die to in Christ because in Jesus we have fellowship. We have a communion. We call this thing that we do here Holy Communion, and we call it because it's kind of the ultimate fellowship. If you literally, physically take into your body the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you become physically one with Christ. Christ literally lives in you. We have a fellowship with God that is so incredibly intimate that after that, we can never be alone again. We die to separateness and we achieve communion. So that's a death, but on the other side of that is life. I worked at a nursing home for 6 years, Foss Home in North Seattle, foundation director, great place. While I was there, I learned all kinds of things about aging. And the director, when I came, had a master's degree in gerontology. He had a great explanation as a Christian. He said, God made us so that our bodies get older. And then we die and go to heaven. That's God's plan. My application of that is we die to pain. What? No, I got plenty of pain. What do you mean we die to pain? That's not right. No. In our lives, we die to pain because as long as pain will last in our life, emotional, relational, physical pain is a hard thing, but eventually we die to that and we live to eternal life. I've given you three examples of things we die to because on the other side of that, there's something else. You can think of other examples. But brokenness and separation and loneliness and pain are things that we die to when we become obedient, like Jesus, to the will of the Father. So my third point is, when you obey, you're dying. Secondly, we don't have to die, but we want to, because on the other side of that, there's something better. And the third thing is, the ability to do that comes from God. If we were try really hard to earn our way to heaven, that would be a different deal. That's not the message of Christianity. So to wrap this up, it's an incredibly strange thing that we're doing tonight. Look around. All of you came willingly to this place so someone could put ashes on your forehead and tell you you're going to die. That's a weird thing. But we all did that willingly, because we understand that as strange as this whole evening, event, day, message is, there's something glorious and brilliant and exciting and mysterious and wonderful about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is this. Because of that cross that Jesus died on, we have life. He was the sacrifice for our sins. That's why we're studying Hebrews on Sunday morning, to learn more about that sacrifice thing. But it's amazing what we receive from that. We come to this church, give an hour of our life, hear from God's word, receive Holy Communion, see young people confirmed into that faith. What a blessing. So tonight, that's what we get. We get that understanding of what obedience means. And strangely, in a sense, we learn that dying, in sense of obedience to God, is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because from that relationship, we get so much more than we lose. So through these coming weeks of Lent, I'm so fortunate to follow in the footsteps of Chris and Jake, have a great sermon series about welcoming and speaking and giving and all the things that obedience means, and what a blessing it will be to hear what God's word says about those other things. So I hope you come back next Wednesday and learn about whatever other strange things we can keep forever because we're listening to God's word. May God grant that in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.